Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Dan Mao, of the 91st Legislative District in Adams and Franklin counties. Representative Mao, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of talk about reform of the process in Harrisburg right now. What are some of the changes that you think would be very important to make now?
I have said all along, right from the very beginning, the most important piece of legislation that we could pass, not just here in Pennsylvania, but in the whole country, is a true, meaningful campaign finance reform package. The problem that we have, and I'm going to give you an example in a moment, is that we now have special interest money here in Pennsylvania controlling votes. We just had a prime example of how this is actually hurting Pennsylvanians. Senate Bill 711 was just passed. It's our table games bill. And this bill actually will now provide a license to casinos to add table games to their casino. In other states, these licenses sell for in the neighborhood of $50 million, and they're auctioned off. In Pennsylvania, they're now going to sell for $16.5 million. You have to ask yourself why. Well, let me take it one step further. The average state share in this, in most other states, runs between 45 and 55%. After next year, our state share here in Pennsylvania will be at 12%. You have to ask yourself, why would we sell Pennsylvania so short when every single percentage point that we left lay on that table adds up to hundreds of millions of dollars over the years? We just left a minimum of 30% lay on the table on this, and it is going to be money that Pennsylvania needs and could use. Well, when you have senators and legislators taking lobbyist funding for their campaigns through all the channels that they find to do it, to buy your vote, and it infuriates me that this goes on. Pennsylvania hurts. Overall, this was a gigantic black eye for Pennsylvania, and we need to put legislation in place to stop it. I'm introducing legislation very, very soon. I'm working on it now that will limit who can donate, how much they can donate, and where the donations can come from. And they will be all open for public scrutiny. You can do it now through the Department of State, but half the people you won't know or who they're associated with. Through my legislation, we'll fix all that. I think the people in every district need to know who is controlling their legislator, whether he's voting for them or whether he's being controlled by the special interest. Let me describe a scene for you that went on in every boardroom of every casino in Pennsylvania the moment this bill got signed into law. For those of you who've ever watched a World Series game, the last game of the series, the cameras go in the locker room, the champagne bottles are shaking, the corks fly, and champagne's flying everywhere. That's the exact same scene that went on in every boardroom in every casino in Pennsylvania because they just hit the mother load. They paid to have these yes votes put in place, along with all the earmarks that came out of this bill, which Pennsylvania can't afford to be giving earmarks. Remember, we're 12.4 billion dollars in debt to our cap money, and we had to rob every fund that we had in Pennsylvania to try to balance the budget this year, and we're falling short next year. Where do we get tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars for earmarks? This is ridiculous. We need to bring this to an end. The people need to wake up and hold their representatives accountable. This bill, I know, is going to meet with lots of resistance here, but we have to start somewhere. I feel right here is just as good a place as any.
Representative Mao, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Dan Mao.